You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Linda Bordoni. An escalation of violence in the Central African Republic and the exodus of many traders has led to massive food insecurity in the country. The United Nations World Food Programme, WFP, is airlifting tons of rice and cereal as many roads are dangerous and unpassable and are destined to become even more so as the rainy season approaches. I spoke to WFP spokesperson Frances Kennedy, who explains that although the ongoing violence is a challenge for staff and partners on the ground, a programme is in place to move in enough food for 1.25 million people affected by the violence.
Well, the World Food Programme is very concerned about the situation in the Central African Republic. We are providing food assistance to around 280,000 displaced or extremely vulnerable people in the month of January. This is in the capital. This is also in towns like Bo and Bozangwa and other villages near Bozangwa. And we're continuing these distributions to people who are displaced, who have lost everything, who have seen their homes burnt, in many cases who've had to flee. What we're particularly concerned about as we provide this assistance is a looming food security crisis for various reasons. One of these is that it's extremely difficult to get supplies into the Central African Republic. The World Food Programme's managed to bring some supplies by road, by truck, down from Cameroon with escorts from the military forces there, but that is not enough to provide the sort of quantities of food that we require to feed a growing number of desperate people. So we've set up an airlift going each day from Cameroon, Douala, to Bangui to provide food not just for now, but also for the weeks and months ahead. Because in the Central African Republic, we're going towards the rainy season and the hunger season, the lean season. So it's also important while we're feeding people there right now that we're being able to get food in and move it and get it into place ahead, because at a certain point, the roads there will no longer be passable because of the rains and not just because of problems of insecurity, which is such a problem at the moment.
I understand that across CAR, more than a quarter of the population are in fact in urgent need of food. And at the same time, it sounds as though the situation is very dangerous for people who are coming in with aid. How do you cope with that?
Insecurity is a major challenge for us in the Central African Republic. Because of the insecurity on the roads, our normal routes of supply of getting food down have been disrupted and we're having to use an airlift. It's also making it difficult for our people on the ground and the partners we work with. You've got situations where they literally have to work it day by day and assess whether it's safe for them to go. They may be planning to have a food distribution in a certain area, and then on the day, it's not possible because there have been clashes or new roadblocks. So this is all very challenging for the people on the ground because they see growing numbers of people who've been pushed out of their homes, who have left their fields, their homes, their animals, and a great deal of fear, and many people still living in or hiding in the areas of bush, because they're fearful for their lives after the violence that has taken place there. So those are our major concerns at the moment, which we're working with to make sure that as far as possible, our staff and our partners are able to get food when there's an opportunity, we get it out there.
I understand that one of the reasons for the lack of food is the fact that many traders have fled the country because of ethnicity or because of religious reasons. Can you confirm that?
We know that many people have fled the country, and many of those people were business people. They were traders. The markets in the capital, Bangui, have been vastly depleted, and our people speak to residents of the city, and even if they feel it's safe, even if they do have the money, there is very little food available for them in the markets because the impact of this violence has impacted the economy, the trading economy, people who are bringing in the food from outside, and the general wheels of the economy. So that's going to be a concern going forward in the months ahead.
As far as funding is concerned to WFP for the assistance, do you have enough funding to cover this emergency?
The World Food Programme is very much in need of further support for its operation in Kaa, partly because the fact that we weren't able to get food in by road and have had to use air transport, that is already pushing the costs up, but we simply had no choice there because we were running out of food supplies in Bongi, in the capital. So we are making a very strong appeal to the donor countries who support us, have supported us in Kaa, to come forward now because the needs of these people are so important. And we also need to act now because it could deteriorate further, and we need to make sure that food gets into the country because the months ahead are going to be involving the rainy season, which makes everything so much harder, and we need to get the food supplies in there so they're in place for when the roads are no longer passable. Even if they are in some way safe, they're no longer passable because of the rains that come. A lot of concern about nutrition, and we have started to provide specialised nutrition products, particularly in Bongi, where we can reach most of the people at the airport camp, because young children in particular, in the sense of displacement, camp situations that are very unhygienic, the nutritional side of things tends to decline very, very swiftly, and we need to act preventatively to get those specialised nutritional foods to people, particularly for young children and pregnant and new mothers.
Francis, is the fact that the country just isn't in the headlines, does that affect the fact that the donors are coming in or not coming in?
I think in general terms, the fact that the story is in and out of the headlines does at times make it difficult to keep a message going through to the countries that support us, to our donors, to let them know precisely how significant it is, the need, and also how time-sensitive it is that the money, the funds are needed now to get the food in and pre-position it. So not having it on the front pages of the newspaper, it can play into that.